A bit of confusion today from the Daily Pentagon briefing. A spokesman there said U.S. troops had turned up evidence in Afghanistan that al-Qaeda fighters there might be linked to the Somali militiamen who killed 18 U.S. Army Rangers in Mogadishu in 1993. But within hours, the Pentagon backed off the story. NPR's Tom Gelton joins us now. Tom, explain what happened here.
Leanne, what happened is that those U.S. troops found a GPS unit, Global Positioning System. These are these little handheld devices that allow you to figure out exactly where you are from satellite signals. And it was an American GPS unit, had the name G. Gordon on it. Now, as it turns out, that G. Gordon is the name of one of those 18 U.S. Army Rangers who were killed in Mogadishu in October 1993, Master Sergeant Gary Gordon. He later got the Medal of Honor for bravery, posthumously. And U.S. officials apparently jumped to the conclusion that that was the G. Gordon. And this would have suggested that the unit, the GPS unit, was taken from Master Sergeant Gordon during that firefight by a Somali fighter and made its way to Afghanistan, and hence the link. But then with a little bit more checking, they found out that that unit actually couldn't have belonged to that G. Gordon. It must have belonged to somebody else. It was manufactured later, so they had to back off the whole story.
So who was G. Gordon?
There was a U.S. pilot who was participating in Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan for a while, then had that particular GPS unit, gave it to somebody else who apparently lost it during a firefight, and it turned up in this cave. Now, there's one story, Leanne, that this guy looked like G. Gordon Liddy, and so he took that as his nickname.
Is there any indication why the Pentagon might have put out this story without checking it more?
The only explanation is that U.S. officials have been very anxious to underscore the link between al-Qaeda and the Somali operation back in 1993. This seemed like a good chance to do that.
What about the al-Qaeda connection, then, to the Somali gunmen? I mean, what do you know?
Well, in spite of this incident, and this incident clearly doesn't support it, but in spite of this incident, there is evidence that al-Qaeda was involved in Somalia in the early 1990s. There was a trial last year of those held responsible for the embassy bombings in Africa in 1998. Evidence came out at that trial that some al-Qaeda operatives had been in Somalia in the early 1990s, training Somali gunmen there to attack U.S. forces, and U.S. Prosecutors brought out evidence at that trial, in fact, that some al-Qaeda operatives were involved in that 1993 attack. This just was not the smoking gun.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you, Leanne.